Good morning. This is my encounter with a person, a woman, a fucking feminist asshole who works at Nurse on Call, which is a service in Australia for people who sort of can't really just... They sort of want to clarify whether it's worth a doctor visit or going to the hospital or whatever before they do it, you know? And, I was, my good friend Florence Nightingale, she actually hated women too. She thought they were a pack of fucking dunces, you know. And, you know, they were undedicated, they were gossiping, and just full of shit, you know, and do everything else except what is required. And the issue with, the Nurse on Call services that they employ feminists. It's run by fucking feminists, and they employ feminists, you know. And these women are fucking idiots, and they're just pushy little fucking assholes, you know. And good old Florence, you know, when she was treating all the bloody wounded on the battlefields, she came up with a triage system, which is, you know, one of three. And she said, there's, you know, if you've got a lot of wounded people and limited resources, you've got to fucking consider the people to be one of three things, you know. There's people who are wounded, and if they get medical attention straight away, they will live. There are people who are wounded and their injuries are not immediately life-threatening, and they can wait a while. And there are people who, whether they get treated or not, they're going to die anyway, you know. So this is a fast way to fucking, you know, to deal with urgent cases, you know. And so when I asked this fucking smarmy little feminist cunt, you know, when I asked her a specific question, what is the normal range for blood glucose levels for people, you know, what's normal, you know, meaning if your blood glucose levels are within that range, you're not going to go blind, lose your limbs, or die of fucking, you know, some other horrible bloody ailment as a result of the diabetes, you know. And you know, what's the sort of same levels? You don't have to keep it down really, 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 really fucking low, you know, but you sort of need to keep it within reasonable levels, you know. And so what's the reasonable level, you know? At what point does it damage, or does the sort of transition from being high to being too high to being damage occurring slowly over a long period of time, or damage occurring over a very short period of time and very quickly and severely, you know? And I asked that specific fucking question. And this brainless little nasty little pushy fucking cunt just has to go on to, you know, that's a question that requires a fucking answer. That's it. And this nasty pushy little me cunt just has to go onto the triage fucking cycle, you know. You know. And that absolutely fucking shits me. You know? She's not listening to what I'm saying. And she's pushing ahead regardless. You know? And, you know, I'm smart enough, I know enough about sort of medical issues to, and I know enough about interpersonal interactions to say that this woman is a fucking cunt. She's stupid, she's nasty, she's pushy, me, you know. And there is a good reason why people go off their fucking nuts, you know, at hospital staff, you know, nurses, doctors, fucking shit, because some of these people are fucking idiots, you know. There's some people that come into the hospital that are highly irrational and, you know, distressed or whatever, but they're also highly irrational, you know. And they can just be fucking cunts to deal with, you know. And then there's you know, the whole sort of hospital's up in arms about, you know, people going fucking spastic, about, you know, people getting, you know, expressing their frustration and anger at the bullshit that they're going through, you know. And, but the thing about all this violence and abuse will not be tolerated in this hospital, rah, 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 rah. But one of the things that they leave out of these fucking equations is that some of the staff there are fucking cunts. Some of them are fucking lazy. Some of them, you know, have no idea on how to do their jobs. Many of them are fucking so loaded up to the bloody eyeballs on prescription drugs, you know, they're fucking useless. And some of them are absolute cunts to deal with, you know. And so when I get, you know, I ask a straight question and I expect a straight answer, you know. You know, if she'd have just said, you know, well, it's from, you know, 5 to, you know, 6.8 or 7.2 mmol, millimoles per litre or something, I would say, okay, right, you know, and at what point does the damage, and from then on, you know, there's cumulative damage is sort of, it's a time and blood glucose level sort of intensity sort of thing, you know, the higher it gets, the damage changes from being slowly occurring over many years to being sort of fucking dead in an hour type stuff, you know. You know, and that's a prescribed kind of an answer, you know. And subject to some variation that, you know, if you had 999,000 people with type 2 diabetes, you know, or not 999 people out of 1,000, or pretty much most of them would fit that fucking range, you know. So when she starts saying, let's go on the fucking, you know, the question by itself stated I wanted the information. I didn't want to be fucking triaged, you know. You know, performing an assessment on the person when it fucking wasn't asked for or needed, you know. That people have their own sentience and their own fucking intelligence, you know. So your triage thing is saying, well, I think my blood glucose levels is too high. I'm saying it's, you know, 13.2 or something. Is that too high? Well, that's a fair question. And they go, well, how are you feeling now? You know, like, are you dizzy or feeling sick? You know, fucking rah, 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 rah. That's one direct kind of tangent. But when I ask her, what is the reasonable range for blood sugar levels for the average person, you know, that's an entirely different thing. And this little feminist fucking slut, you know, well, good luck with that, because I'm not putting up with it. And these fucking hospital assholes, these medical assholes, you know, it's a woman. You can't say that to a woman. Well, why not? Oh, feminism. Oh, it's a woman. You know? You got these fucking clowns in the medical services who are playing with people's lives. You know? So the question goes back onto the staff involved and also the administration. What are you doing employing feminist cunts? You know, retarded assholes who can't fucking, they can't even navigate a basic conversation. And, you know, when they get told to fucking answer the question, they start going, oh, you can't talk to me like that. I'm going to fucking report you. You know, again, it comes back to, you know, when the medical services are staffed by fucking peeled out bloody princesses and fucking space cadets and fucking retarded assholes, you know. I don't give a fuck if you've got qualifications. If you're a fucking idiot, you shouldn't be there, you know. So this is my bloody 2 cents worth on the subject.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I got type 2 sort of diabetes, and I don't sort of eat any sort of much in the way of carbohydrates and sugars and all that sort of shit. And so I'm wondering, what is a healthy range of blood glucose levels for an average person? I didn't, don't go off on fucking tangents that go all over the fucking place. I just asked a single question. What is a healthy range of blood glucose levels for a normal person?
Okay, there's no need to speak to me like that.
Shut
That's
up.
just a process we have to go through. Okay,
Shut up.
well, I'm just going to transfer you through to someone else because I don't need to be spoken
You
to
can
like
just
that.
fuck right off.
Okay, just one second.